Hello, this is Jacqueline Eckern with Eating Disorder Hope, and I am delighted to be interviewing two contributors to a very important book and workbook that has recently been released for caretakers by their side. And in this interview, we have a unique mother-daughter combination that actually contributed to the book. So I'd like to begin with introducing the two ladies. Hello.
Hi, Jacqueline.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know this is really pivotal and unique to have a caregiver book, and it's so needed. So let's get some background. Where did the book come from?
Well, the book really is a six-year project. It's birthed out of the lives of many families and individuals, most of whom have had extreme experience with eating disorders. Some struggled and endured really long fights against the eating disorder. And so what started perhaps is just conversations between maybe a mom and a mom or a couple of families that got together to help support one another. It just continued to grow, and eventually it became a book and a workbook. You know, in the big, beautiful world we live in, there's so many complexities. And I think it's just important to pay forward what you learn. And so with all the contributors, that's kind of our philosophy behind this is let's give to others what we know and our experiences. And there's some pretty extensive experiences in those books. All those involved, they feel like this book is such a fantastic resource. And I can speak on a personal level. I was that mom who was absolutely paralyzed in fear of losing a child. Our family didn't know what to do. We didn't know where to turn. And how I wish this book and this resource had been available then, because I just don't think I would have floundered near as long as I did. And I think I would have gotten a quick education and been able to step up and stand on my own two feet much quicker. So that's kind of where it comes from. A lot of heart, a lot of soul, a lot of tears, a lot of love.
And what do you think makes the book particularly unique?
You want me to speak to that,
Max? Sure.
Okay, so there are actually 40 plus contributing voices, and there's 15 professionals who've also written in the book. The book breaks down in four different sections, and there are 16 chapters. I think it's very interesting to know you can read this book modularly so that you can start where you need to start depending on where you are in your journey. It has an accompanying workbook, so you read the book and you work simultaneously in the workbook. I think that's extremely unique. I think it's unique with what the material is in the book. So we do address very concrete issues such as, you know, what's the serious nature of an eating disorder, and what do we really know about an eating disorder, and is it genetic, to how do you handle insurance, where do you turn for treatment, where do you find a mentor, a therapist, a doctor, a dietitian. So there is a lot of science, there's a lot of education, there's lots of advice from people that are specialists in the field. But maybe what makes it even more unique is truly the hope and the compassion. We truly believe in full and comprehensive healing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the question is, what does that really mean? So much of these answers are in the book through personal diary entries and testimonials. There's lots of innovative thought. And I think this is a really cool part because the reader hears from recovered advocates. They hear from children who have struggled. They hear from young adults who speak directly to a caretaker. And you hear sibling to sibling interaction and how they feel. And it's very informative when you get to that very personal level. So with that proactive advice and all the personal queries about how do you handle boundaries and can I make my home feel loving and can I actually cope and what are those coping skills and how do I apply them not just to myself but to my family, Do we build a village of support? What does that really mean? So I think learning to get grounded as a caretaker is both beneficial to self and most definitely to your family. Yes, Jacqueline, I know that, you know, so many of us understand what it feels like to be completely overwhelmed and scared when you are the caretaker. One of the things I really love about the book is a thing called Next Steps to Take Now. And together we put one foot in front of the other. So this is just a journey none of us should take on alone. It needs to be all done together.
I couldn't agree more. And I think just reiterating kind of what I think she keeps coming back to is just the range of perspective and the range of information, right? So you have everything from concrete scientific topics of, is my child or my friend or my boyfriend or my girlfriend, whoever's struggling, is their eating disorder genetic, to insurance, to whatever actual scientific topic is existing. So we have that. And then you also have, you know, the personal testimonies, the personal stories of what it felt like to go through this, and also what hope and recovery actually look like. So I think just the range of voice makes it incredibly unique and really just something that doesn't exist in the market right now.
That is so nice, because people are coming from such different spaces on this and thoughts, and it's nice to have different stories to identify with and not just one tone throughout the book. I think you said there's 40 contributors, is that right?
There are, yeah, 40 contributors. And then there's professionals also. Yes, it's the truth.
And the book is authored by Laura Linbell. Can you tell us about that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take that, or you want to take that?
I'll take it.
Okay.
Yeah, so we came up with this concept when we first started kind of getting the idea to put, like what my mom was saying, about put these conversations and these experiences down into writing. One of the first things we talked about was how having one unified voice anonymously is so much more powerful than one single person's story. I think a lot of times, just in the world we live in today, it can be very individualized. So we hear a lot about different people's own personal journeys, and that's wonderful and that's great. But I think in regards to caretakers and really providing caretakers with the support, knowledge, and guidance that they need, having more brains, more hearts, more souls together and shared experiences is just really powerful. So essentially what we decided is you know, two brains and two hearts are better than one. And so if we could kind of unite and share our understanding, our experiences all together, but have it under an anonymous name, and have it come out in this one singular voice. It also protects, you know, against anyone being singled out or this story being just one person's story. And so when the reader reads the book, instead of, you know, just hearing, oh, this is this person's story or that person's story, they're able to actually hear the stories and understand that this is a wide range of people, and they're able to make it their own. So they're able to put themselves into those experiences, into those situations, and make it about them. And that's where it really becomes therapeutic, because then it becomes actually a work in progress that you're doing within yourself, and you're seeing yourself in these stories.
Yeah, like the, oh, I just love the ideology behind Laura Linbell. Because so often you can say, oh no, that's not my story, that's not my child, or I'm not like him, I'm not like her. But in this book, there's no comparison. You don't know what somebody looks like, despite anything, their race, their religion, their no religion. You can't make a judgment on anything. People's orientation, their gender, there's just no comparison. We are all the same. And that is the beauty of this collective authorship. It's solidarity and it's collaboration. I just think it is so much more powerful to bring all those voices together. We love it. And the other thing about Laura Linbell and the ideology is that we really propel the reader towards professional help. So for true healing, both for the caretaker and for the loved one that's struggling, they need to go get professional help. We're going to tell them everything that we know, and we are giving them incredible resources, and we are working really hard to help them get up on their feet, to think straight, to understand the science behind eating disorders, to reference other people's websites and look broadly across what actually works best for you. And then take that, make it very personal, and take it to the professionals. Go to those people who have literally dedicated their entire lives to helping people who are suffering with eating disorders. So that's something that's very important, is do the work in the workbook, read by their side, and take that material to the professionals, which truly is the next step beyond any of the knowledge of the 40 voices. That's where we want them to go. We want them to come to Eating Disorder Hope. We want them to ask you questions and reach out for hope and help. And as a matter of fact, you've mentioned at least a dozen times in the book.
Wow, thank you. Thank you. And, you know, when you're talking about who the book is for, clearly siblings and caregivers are going to really identify with this book and find it helpful. Are there other groups professionally or leaders that would benefit from reading the book?
Absolutely. I definitely think anyone's partner, anyone's roommate, anyone's professors, teachers, school counselors. I mean, anyone who is going to be interacting with other people, bosses, managers at jobs, at any company, really in any job, any industry, can take this and just become a lot more informed and a lot more aware. But I definitely think it's critical in a professional sense, especially for educators at really any level, just because, as we know, eating disorders can pop up and develop really at any age, and they're not picky about ageism or anything like that. So it's definitely something that I think everyone could benefit from. So no matter how you are relating to the person that's struggling, this is going to be an incredible guide, an incredible compass and tool for that person.
Yes, Mads and I've talked many times about the fact it can be used as curriculum. It can be used by a therapist in their group therapy. It can be used by a family group in family therapy. It can be used by yourself as well.
But, yeah, and in treatment centers.
Oh, treatment centers would be ideal, yes. So yeah, it's that wide range of use that also I think is very attractive about this resource.
It's pretty exciting and empowering too, because often the caregiver is so centered on serving the individual struggling with the eating disorder. And it sounds to me like your book and workbook invite them to do the work to gain greater wholeness and healing in themselves, therefore sort of using the opportunity of the eating disorder to grow as a person.
Yes. We cannot fix our children's eating disorder. And we will try, and many of us try until it takes us all the way down. Until you learn the coping skills and you understand what codependency is and what boundaries are and how to really help build a foundation for your loved one that is also your steadfast foundation as well. You have to have a very solid platform to stand on as a caretaker. I'll never forget this wonderful doctor saying one time, you have got to get off her roller coaster. Just stand on the platform, let her go up, down, and all around. You stand on the platform, get out of the front seat car. And I'm like, I get it. I got it. Thank you. And it's the truth. And we all do. It's just whether it's a maternal instinct, whatever it may be, the health of your child, the health of your loved one is far more important actually than how you feel about yourself often. So yes, this book goes straight into that with caretakers. And I had to learn it the hard way, as did many of the people that wrote in this book. So it's well versed in this book and talked about quite a bit. Yeah.
I can imagine it would be really helpful for spouses or caregiver partners to read it, for both to read it, because I know in my own personal private practice and through our work at Eating Disorder Hope, this often can create a lot of contention in marriages of that are parenting someone struggling with an eating disorder.
It's very true. Matter of fact, we addressed that, how important it is to do, if you're married, married counseling. If you are involved with another person, go to couples counseling. You actually have to. And this book, if you will take it with you and what you have learned from it, it will be very helpful too. But yeah, Jacqueline, I've seen it destroy families. I've seen it destroy marriages for sure.
With that said, I also think one of the things that isn't talked about enough is also when you get into recovery. And if you use this tool and use this book just from experience, I can also say it can destroy families. Absolutely, eating disorder will do that. But it can also make families and partnerships so much stronger than they would have ever been before and without it. So I think too, like using this tool and recognizing, like you said, you know, the more communication you can have with that partner and using this tool to do so can actually be something that not only just, you know, helps lead to recovery and helps mend relationships, but it can make them richer and deeper and more meaningful than I think maybe they would have ever even been. I know in my experience, that's definitely the case. And I've heard it over and over again from thousands and thousands of people I've talked to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is where mom cries and they stand here with their child who is fully healed and standing here and looking at me. And I can just tell you, it is well worth the work. And you become a better human being when you get out of that darkness and into the light and those around you feel it. There is power in healing, and it is something you have to continue to strive for, because when you get there, it is just a gift. It's truly a gift.
I think that's so inspiring to those listening and those that will be reading the book and doing the workbook, that there is so much hope and healing. And as Maddie said, the opportunity to be stronger and better than before, that's pretty encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's something too that we really hope comes out of this book is we both know, you know, this eating disorder world can be so incredibly dark and feel so lonely and feel so helpless a lot of the time. And I know that, you know, I'm a recovered anorexic, and I know that when I went through treatment, something I was told all the time from doctors was, you know, you're going to learn to manage this. You're going to learn to live with it. But you'll have that voice in your head. It just won't be as loud. And I'm here to say, from my perspective, I'm standing here years later and I don't have that voice anymore. That doesn't mean I feel perfect all the time. I'm happy all the time. Or I think that my body is perfect all the time. No, it just means that that voice, doesn't exist in my head because I practiced years and years of not allowing it to anymore. So I think that you know, with all of the suggestions and the tools and the coping mechanisms, all of those are to lead to true healing and comprehensive health. And what that means is it's freedom. And I do think it exists. And I do believe, I mean, I'm walking proof that you can live a life not just, you know, getting by and not just living day to day, but truly enjoying it. You can have a healthy relationship with food. It can be something you don't think about all the time, or with exercise and your body. And I really hope that, you know, caregivers can feel that too when they read the book and can feel that hope and can feel that, just that energy that that we believe in so much.
Yeah, it comes through. It's very hope inspiring for all of us. Well, before we wrap up, there's a couple of things. One is there any unique application now that we could use this book and workbook with the sequestering and coronavirus and the unique stresses caregivers are facing today?
Yes. Matter of fact, I was been on the phone with the publisher quite a bit over the last few days, and we truly believe this is a viable crisis management tool You cannot currently get it on Amazon quick enough because Amazon is not delivering books, any books. So we've set it up on our website. We've reduced the cost quite a bit, and we're also doing free shipping in hopes that it will get into the hands of those that need it immediately. So our website is buytheirsidebook.com. And I do believe this is the fastest, most cost-effective option to buy the book. And we are committed to supporting those who need this resource at this time. I hope people will reach out and grab it up and start reading it and start working and doing it together. Because, yes, the thought of being sequestered at home and the social distancing and the problems that we're having with the COVID-19 virus, don't you just know there's so many families struggling? There's so many people feeling isolated, and it's fearful. You know, it's scary. People are worried, and anxiety is through the roof. And we know about all those underlying issues with eating disorders. So I hope people take advantage of this time. The quickest way to get the book is to download the ebook, which you can do on a Kindle, a Nook, Google Books, etc.
Excellent. Okay, and the website that we can direct people to is buytheirsidebook.com or .org?
.com.
.com, okay. So it's tough to get it on Amazon right now. It is available there, but it's delayed. So go to their website and order the book there and the workbook. We'll also be featuring it in a link to their website where you can buy the book on Eating Disorder Hope. So thank you so much for your hope and encouragement and experience that you're generously sharing with all these other families and caregivers. It's most appreciated.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you do in this world.
Absolutely.
Jacqueline, your work's important. Really, really important.
Absolutely.
All right. Talk with you ladies soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Jacqueline. Bye-bye. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.